History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I hate to be Mr. Like, you know, we gave it a good run, but when you take on Cleveland and you win 2 out of 3, I think you can't be too upset about dropping the third game today, right? Right, Dan? I mean, not me being too Pollyanna-ish.
No. I mean, would you have loved to get the sweep? Absolutely. But look, we were talking about this last week. You looked ahead at these last 6 games, 3 in New York, 3 against Cleveland. Both teams have kind of had the Twins' numbers recently. The Twins take 4 out of 6 of those games. So you just move on. You're great.
The Twins are currently 2.5 games out of the division-leading White Sox in the American League Central. Yeah. I mean, they're not. If you're thinking that the Twins are going to dump Joe Ryan, are going to ask Byron Buxton for a trade,
that's for sure not happening.
No way. No way. And we'll see if fans start showing up in larger numbers, right? Because it's some fun baseball. It just is. And bullpen weakness, yes.
Yeah, there's no question there's bullpen weakness, but what you also love to see with this team is even if they get down a few runs, they're not out of it by a long shot. This offense will keep swinging the sticks and keep scoring runs.
It's surprising.
It's fun. It's fun to watch, and yeah, this team should be in it. This is a team that should be buying come trade deadline. You know, we're not going to add massive pieces. They're not going to go out and get a Tarik Skubal or anything like that. But can you get some bullpen help? Could you get another right-handed bat? Yeah, you could do those things. Make some moves on the periphery and solidify this lineup. And then you hope you get some people back off the injured list and see what happens.
We have a lot to talk about today on Drive Time. If you exist on social media at all, have seen that today was the drop of the new fair foods for the Minnesota State Fair. Yeah, I know. It's not like anyone has posted any sort of social media videos or anybody's written any trolly kind of food critic style. I would never. We're going to speak with one of the new vendors at the State Fair, a young guy who grew up here in Minnesota and now gets to have his brand at the Minnesota State Fair. We'll do that at 4:35. What I want to talk about right now is the biggest issue that's going to affect the way you vote come election time. And maybe by come election time, I'm talking about right now with the primary elections going on, early voting in effect. But we've got a primary coming up in August. We have a general coming up in November. And what politicians are saying when they're knocking on doors is there are 2 things people are talking about. And I want you to pick a side, pick an issue. Is fraud in Minnesota going to be your big issue when it comes time to vote, or is it the fallout from the immigration surge, Operation Metro Surge? 651-461-9226. Because these are the issues, right? And it's I have an answer. Dan probably has an answer as to which issue is going to be a bigger factor come election day. For me, it's fraud. It is fraud. Who do I trust to clean things up and prevent fraud in the state of Minnesota? That is my number one issue. I think for some, I know for some, people are looking for someone who's going to fight and stand up to another potential Operation Metro Surge. I suppose for me, I'm running a bit of a calculus there that the odds of a repeat of what happened here in Minnesota are low. And the odds of having fraud take advantage of the generosity of Minnesotans, I would say, are higher. And after the last, 6 years of feeling like government in Minnesota was not that interested in the details of governing, I want competence. I want professionalism. And that is more important to me than political ideology. Frankly, it's more important to me than the politics of the people that I'm voting for, period. Who do I trust to safeguard and restore trust in our state. That's where I'm at. How about you? 651-461-9226. Cindy is with us. Cindy, first of all, do you agree that these are probably the big two issues for most voters today?
Yes, I do agree with that.
Yeah. Which one is going to resonate more for you? Which is the bigger issue?
Immigration.
Tell me why.
I feel that right now, with Trump in office, the Republican Party is just following along with whatever it is that he wants. He wants to be heavy on immigration. I was not supportive of any of the tactics that ICE used on Minnesota residents. To me, hurting people, removing them from their families, sending them to countries they've never been to, is much more, the humanity of it is much more important to me than people committing fraud.
Yeah.
Only because there is fraud going on in Republican states, and I don't see anything about on the news or anywhere else. It's probably on there. I just haven't seen it. About fraud in other states. I just don't see it as big as they've expanded it and used it as a talking point in Minnesota. I feel that's what it is a talking point. But I think pulling people away, the inhumanity, that's more important to me than a talking point.
What would a politician, what are you looking for, Cindy? Like, what do you want to hear from a politician to give you confidence that they would prevent something like this from happening again?
I want to hear that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, not make a bunch of promises and then lie to the people and not make good on the promises that they make. I want them to be genuine and honest and forthright. When you ask them a question, I want a specific answer to that question, not the deflect and move on and say something that's completely different and talk about something else. I don't want that deflection. I want an honest, forthright answer, even if it's not one that I don't want to hear. Mm. I'd rather have an honest answer that I don't want to hear than someone be dishonest with me and tell me what I want to hear.
Cindy, you and I are cut from the same cloth on that one, let me tell you. No doubt. Give me the straight answer. Give me how you really feel about things, not how you think it's going to be the, play best with the audience. I really want to know what you're planning. I do want to hear more specifics when we hear people say, I'm going to fight President Trump. Okay. Well, if you're in the majority, maybe you have some power, but what do you mean? Like, what is your plan? And then what is your forward-looking plan too, right? Like, just saying I'm going to fight on immigration, I would like to know, what is the fix? What is the solution? How do we make it so we don't have so many people in this sort of in this limbo state where we have people now, people who would be terrific citizens of this country? I'd like to get them to be citizens, you know?
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to see that. I would like to see there be, and I don't know how it happens, but get to be more immigration judges. So some of these people, some of these people have been waiting 30 years to get in front of an immigration judge. And they've done nothing wrong in those 30 years except come here illegally to have a better way of life. And they haven't done anything wrong, and they've got families, and children are here, and they were born here. And yet they're getting picked up and thrown away to another country and have to figure it out for themselves. I don't agree with that, and I want to hear how somebody is going to fix that.
Cindy, thank you. Appreciate the call. Very good. 651-461-9226. Immigration or fraud is sort of the question. And I think it's the question a lot of people are going to be faced with when they vote. Now, a lot of people are just voting. You're voting Republican or you're voting Democrat, and that's it. But I think there are many of us who do want to analyze, especially in the primary level, like who do you trust on these issues? Milt is in Minneapolis. Milt, thanks for listening. Which one of these issues is bigger for you?
Fraud. I live in Minneapolis and Atlanta, but only Atlanta like 2 to 3 months, but most of the time Minneapolis. I'm a
sounds kind of shady to me, Milt. Sounds a little fraudulent. What's
yeah? No. Like right, I'm a military veteran. I haven't done anything goofy in my whole life. Yeah. Honorable discharge and
missed out. You missed out. It seems there was money for the taking around here. That's for sure. No,
yeah.
Go ahead. Talk a little bit more about why that's your issue.
All right, here we have a guy that's an Army officer and a businessman. And I don't think he's getting much play. And that would be the cure for Minnesota, because this stuff the last 6 years hasn't worked. And people can see it. And this fraud is the number one issue by far. And it doesn't make sense to lose our tax money to just total nonsense.
What do you want to see that would give you some reassurance that somebody would be competent
I just told you, you know who I'm talking about, Kendall Qualls.
Oh, yeah.
And Tafoya would be great, too, because, you know, here's what we've had just isn't working. You know, between Walls, Omar, this whole, you know, clan of why would we want to recycle this stuff? It doesn't work.
Do you trust Kendall Qualls more than Lisa Damith on the fraud issue?
I kind of do, because he's an Army officer, and he's a businessman. And when you listen to him, I mean, I don't think he's ever done that anything goofy in his life. They're not going to find the Graham Plattner stuff. You know, once you're an officer, you're pretty much on the ticket, you know, on being a good human.
Thanks, Milt. I appreciate it. I think that question of which issue resonates more, and really the way you're seeing it, I think the way we're going to hear it from callers is if you're a Republican, you care about fraud. If you're a Democrat, you care about immigration. But the Star Tribune had a story this morning that was quoting Democrat legislators knocking on the door. And guess what? Democrats in Democratic districts are saying, you know, I am worried about the fraud. So for me, when I look at the Michelle Tafoya race, the Senate race, fraud is not my number one concern for a U.S. senator. It just is not something that is that important to me. For a governor, it is. For a governor, it's a huge issue. For a state legislator, absolutely. For a U.S. senator, for me, I don't know. But am I parsing this too much where the regular voter isn't? I don't know.
Well, it's interesting, too, when you look at that, because I think you're right in the sense that, you know, there's less that the federal government can do for some of these issues that maybe somebody like Michelle Tafoya is focusing on. And yet you're speaking to Minnesota voters, right? So if Minnesota voters care more about fraud than they do about immigration, are you doing your job as a Senate candidate speaking to the issues that they care about? Or are you doing your job to say, well, actually, these are the issues I can actually do something about? I don't know. That's kind of a difficult hair to split, isn't it?
What I was picking up from our last caller, and like, look, if you break down the logic of this to say that I trust Michelle Tafoya when it comes to fraud, I mean, Michelle Tafoya, what gives you a reason to trust her on that other than she's an outsider?
Well, she doesn't have a political track record, which is both a good and a bad thing.
That's why I'm just saying I don't know that I would affirmatively trust her.
There's no baggage there, but there's also no record there. So you just you don't know.
What fraud have you rooted out before? I don't know. Like, to me, not that I'm saying I'm not going to vote for Michelle Tafoya. I'm just saying I don't look at that. I do think that it'll be interesting if Minnesota voters kind of go down the throw all the bums out approach, which sometimes you see in a midterm, and especially considering what's happened in this state. I could see people on the left and on the right. On the left, you're saying, look, what did we do to stop the Trump administration from coming here and terrorizing the city of Minneapolis? For the right, you say, we've had all of this fraud and nobody lost their job.
You're right. I mean, there's certainly
You'd have a window, wouldn't you?
Or, I mean, it just throws everything into chaos, right? Yeah. Because, you know, you can make arguments for both sides. And if it does just become a throw the bums out thing, you don't know how this is going to shake out.
Texter saying, Jason, fraud is bad, but money can be replaced. How are you going to replace Renee Good and Alex Pretty? Immigration, and federal government overreach is the big issue for that texter. Another texter says, Jason, I'm in your camp. I'm way more concerned about fraud. I also believe the wind is out of the sails about immigration issues here. I would say I don't think the wind is out of the sail of those. I think especially, and you're going to see this in the Angie Craig, Peggy Flanagan race, that immigration is going to be the number one issue. Will that last through November? Will that affect a general voter? I don't know. At this point, honestly, I'm just voting for the candidate that's closest to the political center and not a whack job, says Dexter. Tell me who those candidates are. I'd appreciate knowing. Continental Diamond Time is 3:59. ABC and Laura News coming up.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.